drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Looked at a bar, they called a bartender. Doesn't look mad. Come down here. So what you want? I want bourbon, I want scotch, one beer.
What up, y'all? This is King Rain, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Keep it locked. One love.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Hi, I'm Evelyn.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Jory.
We are Pink Snail, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC Radio.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Hi, I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer's Monday Report. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
You ready, Simone?
I'm ready.
Ready to kick it into high gear?
Let's go.
It's 9 o'clock.
It's CFRC. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, coffee's flowing.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Loving life.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is your Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. We do this every week.
Every week, and we never get tired of it. We absolutely love it.
Yeah.
At least I do.
It's great. We're bringing the good tunes to you, dear listener.
Independent Canadian artists from all over.
And then once in a while, we'll throw in George Thorogood with one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yeah, a little Ringo Starr, a little Whitney Houston.
We like to pepper in a lot of good stuff
here. Yeah, we like to mix it in and make it a delicious Sunday of musical goodness.
Sprinkle on some funk and a little groove. I like it a lot. A
little dash of... kind of
saxophone.
Yeah. A dash of trumpet.
So if you think you could do this better than us,
I know.
Then sign up.
Yes.
Go to cfrc.ca.
If the words just come to you freely, come join us.
Get involved. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Awesome. So you got us here for another hour. We're just playing the good tunes and talking about, like, it's the dead of winter right now.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's crisp. It's like real winter. It hurts to breathe out there.
Yeah, you can feel, can you feel sometimes the little icicles in your nostrils, hairs?
I can feel them, on my beard.
In?
Yeah,
you
feel
in your beard?
This is my new beard, so I'm feeling wind through my beard for the first time in my life, which is weird.
Yeah, well, it's looking good. You're taking care of it.
I am.
You're GQing it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, I'm pleased.
I've got the white streak in the middle. It's very kingly.
Yes. Very regal.
I look like Brendan Gleeson, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Very nice.
And we're coming up on February and Valentine's season's coming up. I'm already putting together a playlist for our Valentine's show.
Are you?
It always is very much, not depressing, but all the songs are about heartbreak and loss.
Heartbreak?
I love it.
Oh, heartbreak. What about a song that makes me think of a Whitney Houston song, Heartbreak Hotel?
Oh, yeah?
You said you'd be there by 9, but instead you took your time.
If Whitney Houston's waiting for you, you get there before 9.
You get there.
That's crazy.
Heartbreak Hotel.
That's his own fault.
Mm-hmm.
But so Valentine's Day is coming up and... things are happening.
Things are happening.
We're talking about, so this time of morning.
What's going on?
What's going on? This time of morning, we do our community events roundup.
Yep. Let's
go. Where we rustle up some events for you that are coming up this weekend
that
or in the future.
That we think you should take part in.
And because the love season's coming up.
I know.
There's a lot of lonely hearts out there.
Oh.
There's some.
My little broken heart.
Cracked in half.
Cracked.
Yep. Like a little quail egg. We've got a few events so you can find yourself a date for Valentine's Day. For instance, La Vida Social Club, which is out on Upper Gardner's Road near like Smoking Barrel and the Invista Center up in that burg. great little like hopping spot up there. There's a lot of cool restaurants. They're they do a lot of events for aged people like you and I, people over 20. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There are events for Queen students, but if you're like a grown adult and you're looking for something to do.
Yeah, still mature.
So they've got a bunch
of... You got a little grays in your beard.
Oh yeah, it's the only way to go. Like I said, Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of speed dating events coming up, which is always fun. I did speed dating once. It was a blast.
You had a good time.
It was a good time, yeah. Even though no one picked me, it was still a good time.
It was still a good time.
Yeah.
So you think I should do this?
I think it's fun because at the very least you're having a good time and even if you don't find the one, you're still meeting people.
Yeah.
Like it's still good. And then you get to check out La Vida Social Club, which I hear is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So they've got a few different ones coming up. February 6th, there is a 50 plus speed dating. If you're 50 and older and you're looking for that special someone or you're just looking for a side piece to keep away from that special someone.
For cuffing season.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. Put your ring in your pocket. Speed dating for 50 plus is February 6th. It's only $10 to get in. And the bonus is that they are at full capacity for women and they're looking for men. Get in there.
Come on, guys.
What's the holdup?
Let's go.
Absolutely. If you're younger than 50, they've got another event, age 25 to 35. That's happening on February 13th, mm-hmm. right on the cusp of Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Steeped in romance.
Yeah. That's a hot market right there, the 25 to 35.
Hottest people in town, yeah.
Yep.
And then for us, age 35 to 55, January 30th. So that is on...
That is coming. Was that next week?
That's a week from Thursday.
Oh my goodness. Can I get into a dress by then? We'll see.
We got time.
I got some time.
Just gotta cinch it.
Or maybe I could wear like a tent.
It's prom season coming. Go to Witt, get a nice prom dress.
Do you think it would be a bit much though?
That would be.
That'd be the fun. That would be so extra.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be so extra.
I would wear like a baby blue tux with the cummerbund and the frills.
Okay, if you did it.
But I would make sure that it was too small so the buttons right at my beer gut would be open the whole time.
Yeah, if you did it.
Yeah.
And then I did it. I think that,
okay.
Like, yeah, they're with CFRC.
Tentative speed dating. Yeah. If you want to get on a date with me and Simone.
Yeah, if you want to get a date
and
with us.
Me and Simone. You got to date both of us at the same time.
Both of us, yeah.
You have to come into the radio station and we'll cook you food. Anyway, so that's...
A little rice cracker, too.
That'd be nice. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So that's coming up at La Vida Social Club. Check out their website. They've got a bunch of...
What's going on over there?
They got a bunch of other cool events coming up, yeah. I'm going to just scour the internet for a quick second and see if there's anything else going on. Because I didn't prepare for this segment.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, you know, do you guys remember Magic School Bus?
Of course. Goofs.
How's that song go? Da 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 da.
I just remember.
Da 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 da.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah. Da 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 da.
I forgot we were.
Da 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 da. On the Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus. Yeah. I had the biggest crush on Miss Frizzle.
Did you?
Oh my God! Yeah.
She's the coolest teacher ever.
She had a lizard. It's great.
Yeah,
so what's going on with Magic School Bus? Sorry, we got distracted there.
Okay, so hang on here. They're going. Magic School Bus is coming down, I believe, to the Grand Theater.
Cool.
Okay, let me just bring this up here.
Sorry, go ahead.
Whoa, hang on.
What was your favorite episode of Magic School Bus? Like, I think
the
mine
one
was,
where they go into the human body.
Yeah,
anytime
Ralphie
they
gets
go into
sick,
the body,
that's a good one. Yeah,
anytime they go in the body, I'm like, I'm here for it.
I like the episode where they learned about friction and they're playing baseball, but they're shrunk down onto a textbook, so there's no friction, and so they're all sliding around like crazy.
That's
like
hilarious.
This is what friction is.
That's good. I really like that. Okay, so Magic School Bus is coming to Kingston January 26th. At 3:30. So let's see. Families will love watching their favorite characters from the classic book and TV series explore the atmosphere on Mercury, Venus, and Mars on an epic interplanetary field trip. Guided by Miss Frizzle, the class must pull together to find their way across the galaxy while learning so much about teamwork as they do the solar system. Okay, so this is recommended for ages 4 to 10.
Awesome.
And that's at the Grand.
Cool.
So I guess it's a presentation. I'm not sure what it would look like, but...
Who knows?
Who knows what it's going
to
be?
That'd be kind of cool, though. Yeah. I'd take my nieces to that. They might like that. Other events that are coming up this weekend, Friday night, it's a double shot of karaoke. You can do karaoke at the Buckle from 9 until midnight, or you can do karaoke at Daft from 9 until midnight. Oh. There's also Flashback Fridays at Stages. You got some live bands playing at the Toucan. I went to the Toucan just this past week.
Did you have a good time?
Delicious. Very good food there.
Yeah, what did you have?
Burger.
Burger?
Yeah. Yeah. Burger. It was very good.
Burger.
Yeah, Bergs. It was good. Bergs and beers. It was all,
Bergs
all about
beers.
It. Classic stuff.
Classic.
Yeah, and then Saturday night, Piner is playing at the Broom Factory featuring Princess Towers. They're both excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Princess Towers, a local band, of course, named after the historic Elrond College.
Okay.
The only building in town nerdy enough to be named after a Lord of the Rings character.
There you go.
We have a Lord of the Rings. We have a Lord of the Rings character building. We have a street named Vandelay after Seinfeld. This town is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, Kingston Grand Theater on Saturday has Tasty Tunes with Quartetto Gelato. I don't know what that is.
Sounds tasty.
And there's probably some gelato involved, yeah. So there's always stuff going on in and around Kingston. You just got to hop online or listen to us and find out what's cool.
And just get out. Get out there.
And then come to the speed dating at La Vida. Look for the guy that looks like a young Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
And is probably well on his way to embarrassing himself.
We're just going to do it. We should just do it.
I think so.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big wigs in this town.
We are.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Big wigs.
we're the thing.
Right on.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the thing then, I think. Let's get back to the tunes.
Let's do it.
Here's a classic from Barrence Whitfield and the Savages. This one's called Hangman's Token, right here on CFRC.
101.9.
What more can I do? Trembling knees, I aim to please. What more can I do? A televised pack of lies. What more can I do? What? What more can I do?
Oh, Homer, come quick. Bart's quit his tutoring job and joined a violence gang.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers. Especially bald ones with green makeup. Wear masks over ugly faces.
That's it. Ooh. happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Chair breaking, buckling under the weight of impossible genius. My name's Jeff the Nerd, the picture of masculinity.
And I'm Simone, the just the vision of like femininity.
Yeah, just a vision.
Just a vision.
You come in, it's like early, it's cold, and you're fantastic.
I'm just fantastic.
Thanks for coming in all these times. Thanks for hosting last week, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it solo. You sounded great.
Thank you. Like I was scared. I was so nervous. I don't sleep. I don't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sounded fine though.
All my teeth feel loose.
Weird. Cool.
You know?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's why there's a tooth stuck in the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
But it was okay.
Cool.
I always feel good when I'm done. I'm like, it was okay.
That's what we're aiming for here.
Yeah.
Okay.
it was all right.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah, we're happy to have you guys.
Yeah, we come at you live every Wednesday just to spin some good tunes, get your hump day going, talk about nonsense.
Yeah.
Nonsensical things. We just heard a oldie but a goodie from Mary Clayton. That was her cover of Southern Man.
Ooh.
Got to think about the South these days.
Oh, Southeastern Man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Also in there, we had a brand new one from Bella and the Bizarre with Into Your Mind.
Ooh. Ooh.
Pretty cool. Very bizarre, Bella. We also had a new one from Toronto's own Peach Loof, or Peach Luff, however you want to pronounce it. I like to say Loof.
Loof?
Like a loofah.
Peach Loofah.
Yeah. It sounds very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Peach Loofah with What's On Your Mind.
Mm.
My mind is on loofahs.
Loofah, self-care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we also had in there the Goodwill Suck Machine, their new track, Slow Down.
Ooh.
Very good, very punky,
mm-hmm.
very nice.
Yeah.
And then we opened it up with Barrons Whitfield and the Savages and Hangman's Token.
And Hangman's Token.
Good stuff.
Mm.
Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. This time of morning, we like to talk about nerd stuff.
Yes.
This is my favorite time of year when it's really cold out because I have no guilt about staying in and watching lots of movies and mm-hmm. playing lots of video games.
Yeah, so what are you up to?
I did seven straight hours on Sunday while I was cooking that shank roast we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
But playing Baldur's Gate 3, or as it's, I like to pronounce it, Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that?
You. It's like a Dungeons and Dragons, wizards and aliens and weird animal stuff.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It's just hitting all the nerd notes right where I want the
fairies
them.
Fairies and...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know,
okay.
A good old-fashioned turn-based RPG. Yeah, good stuff.
What's that?
Role-playing game. Turn-based means like the combat is like...
Role-playing game. RPG. Okay.
When you're fighting the bad guys, you're not just like punching each other willy-nilly. You have to take your turn, so it's more of a strategy.
Ah.
So it's good to like whittle away the cold winter days. And like we were talking about earlier, I don't have a girlfriend.
Not yet.
Where are my Baldur's Gate fans
at? Yeah, we're looking for those RPG girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go down to Nexus, or as I like to call it, Nexus.
Find a girl in there and play some D&D with you.
Yeah, exactly. But I love it because that's what I've been up to. Is delving into video games, playing a lot of like the game of the year winners, you know, your Astrobots. And your Bellatros and your Animal Wells and really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I watch a lot of movies this time of year as well. We do have some movie news today for y'all.
Okay.
First and foremost, very important, Netflix is raising their prices again.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. They're going to start it in the United States and other territories, which means Canada. It will be on the way very soon.
Wow.
So quick breakdown. The Netflix tier that I'm subscribed to, the ad-supported tier for $6.99, that's going up $1, $7.99 a month.
All right.
The standard without ads is going up from $15.50 to $18 a month.
Ooh.
The premium without ads... It's going up from $23 to $25. And if you want an extra member, that's going to be $9 a month extra on top of all of that.
On top of that?
On top of all of that. I signed up for Netflix begrudgingly recently because I wanted to watch the Tyson fight, which, that was a mistake.
Was it a mistake?
Awful.
I got suckered in by those Paul boys.
Yeah, and then it skipped out, and then the bandwidth, it crapped out on me before the fight even started anyways.
Okay.
And so I'm looking around Netflix, and like other than Seinfeld reruns, there in Canada, there's like not much on there.
Nothing to see here?
I mean, not much. Like, nothing I can't find illegally anyways. I'm happy to say that. I have Disney Plus, and that Disney Plus has a great selection.
Yeah.
Like, they've got all the action movies.
Mm-hmm.
They got The Rock, right? With Sean Connery and Nick Cage.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just if you're hemming and hawing about, like, how much money you're spending on streaming services, maybe trim the fat, trim Netflix. That's just
for now until it gets... Okay.
Maybe.
I guess a little better. There's something that brings you back.
Maybe when we become the 51st state, we'll start getting all the American shows on
Netflix. Oh, my
goodness.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
So anyways, that's new news on Netflix. So
okay.
That's
okay.
Coming down the pipeline.
All right. Thanks for letting us know.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
Some happier news, though, as some of you might be aware, Greta Gerwig, who had the Barbie movie come out last year.
Big movie.
Her next project is another big movie, Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
She's helming it for Netflix. I can't remember which book she's adapting first, if it's going to be The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, or if she's going to do one of the other many ones. However.
Yeah, because like it's been done, right? They did that one, the first one.
And they were good. Yeah.
It was good. But do you think they might just redo it just for a newer audience?
Possibly.
But like it wasn't...
Because it's been a while. That was like 2006. Like that's almost 20
that's
years.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
she might have a completely different take. Might do something.
I'm excited though.
Yeah.
And the exciting thing is that even though it's
that was a good one though. And the what she called a Snow Witch.
Yeah.
She was really good.
Tilda Swinton.
She was really
totally.
Good.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was really good. I don't know how she could do better than
big
that.
Big shoes to fill. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good news that they just announced was that even though it's for Netflix, it is going to be released for at least the first 2 weeks on IMAX screens in the theater. So get to see it the way it should be for something that epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage. He was in the second one of the old ones. That's one of my favorite movies. Prince Caspian.
He was in it?
Yeah, he played a little like dwarf warrior guy.
Neat.
And he was really, really good in it.
They were good. I really enjoyed it. I watched them at Christmas time.
Nice. Solid stuff.
Yeah,
I love that Santa Claus gives them weapons. That's the kind of Christmas I like.
You like that?
Yeah. We got some Peter Dinklage news, speaking of. Good segue there, Jeff the Nerd.
Okay.
The Toxic Avenger has finally got a release date. Peter Dinklage stars as if you aren't aware of what the Toxic Avenger was, it was a movie that came out in 1984. It's about a nerdy janitor who works at a health club. He has a freak accident where he falls into some toxic sludge and then becomes this big bulking freak, the Toxic Avenger, and he goes on like a vigilante rampage. You know, it's like a fun, stupid, lowbrow, very lowbrow.
Fun and stupid?
No brow, actually.
No brow.
Yeah, exactly. So they made this remake like 3 years ago. It already came out into the festival starring Peter Dinklage as the titular Avenger.
Yeah.
And it was not finding a distributor because much like the first one, it was too offensive.
Too offensive.
But that's the point of trauma
movies.
That's
the point of it.
Is to be offensive so that you get people talking about it and you can sell your DVDs.
Okay.
So they said this one was unreleasable, but now finally... horror company Bloody Disgusting is actually picking up the helm to distribute it. So that's coming out in 2025, finally, after like
excited for that.
Years of waiting.
Yeah.
He has an acid mop that he hits you with and it melts your face.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Acid mop.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like Peter Dinklage. And then there was another little story. Basically, Will Poulter, who was in the third Narnia movie that we were talking about, he's going to be starring in... a really high-profile movie that I can't remember right now. I'm drawing a blank. I'll have to come back to that later.
Really? Yeah, Justin, the movie nerd's drawing a blank?
For once in
That's
his life.
That's impossible.
Mark the calendar, folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
This day.
On this day. On this day, Diane Lane was born. She turned 60 years old today. Happy birthday to Diane Lane.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Under the Tuscan sun and
Streets
of Fire when she was just 18. Very good flicks. Yeah.
She's been around a long time.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to Diane Lane and happy birthday to Gabriel Macht. Macht.
Yeah.
Turns 53.
Star of Suits.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you don't know what Suits is, do you know Meghan Markle, married to Prince Harry? She was in the Suits.
Yeah, and I think they're bringing Suits back.
Yeah.
But I don't think Meghan Markle is involved.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I haven't seen the show, but I hear
it's good.
I've
seen it. I watched it before Meghan Markle was Meghan Markle.
It's about tailors, right?
Yeah. It
takes place in a Moore's suit shop, I think.
Yeah, they just, you know, hang out and...
Totally.
Have sales and stuff.
Awesome. Sounds riveting.
Yeah.
Random TV news as well. No surprise, Abbott Elementary just got picked up for a new season.
Yeah,
no
I know you love there. You some Quinta.
That's my comfort food show right now. Everyone needs a show like The Office or Parks and Rec where they can just toss it on, watch like four or three episodes.
Yeah, just relax and it's happy and funny.
Yeah, so Abbott Elementary is my
Very
show
cute.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then randomly before we get back to the tunes, I just wanted to give a shout out to... Star Wars Skeleton Crew was a TV series that came out this year.
Yeah, was it good?
It was.
Was Jude? How's Jude Law?
Jude Law was great in it.
Yeah?
Nobody saw it. It got the lowest ratings of any Star Wars TV show because we're so sick of Star Wars right now. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah?
There's an oversaturation.
Okay.
So then that's the problem because when a show like Skeleton Crew comes out that's solid, no one sees it because they're all tired of it. So I want to give a shout out to it because it was really good. Think of it like they messed up the advertising. They made it seem it's about kids that dig up what they think is an ancient temple near their school, but it turns out to be a buried spaceship. And they launch themselves accidentally into deep space. And the series is them trying to find their way home. But their planet's hidden because it might be a treasure planet. And Jude Law plays this like marooned space pirate who hooks up with these kids and is trying to suss out if this planet they're from that they're trying to find is indeed this hidden treasure planet. So it's like, is he good? Is he bad? Is he going to screw the kids over?
So he's there with the children.
Yeah.
Now, how old are the kids?
They're like 10, right?
Oh,
so again, the advertising screwed it up because when I saw the commercial.
Yeah, because when I look at that, even just the poster there, and I'm like, okay, this is about Jude Law.
It seemed juvenile, right? It seemed like the Teletubbies in space.
No, it doesn't seem like that to me. It just seems like it's more an adult... Like, where are the children? I don't see the children.
Well, they're not on the poster because they don't want it to seem like it's too kiddie. But anyways, long story short, think of it like the Goonies. Think of it like an 80s kids thing where they're actually in peril. They're actually in danger. It's very good. They're really good in it.
Yeah.
You really got to muscle through the first 20 minutes because they're like riding their bikes around space suburbs and the little dogs are barking at them and they're playing. And I'm watching it being like, what is this nonsense?
Yeah.
So I powered through and I got through the first episode and it hooked me.
It hooked you.
It hooked me. Yeah. That whole, all that squeaky clean suburb stuff is actually part of it. There's many more layers to it. I'm gushing about it because I really, like, people haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And it's better than you would think. Like, it's very light.
Because I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm into that. I just looked at the thumbnail. And yeah, they like,
really,
I don't know.
They really dropped the ball with the advertising, I think. Mm. So it's like 8 episodes. They're about a half an hour each, so it's real easy to breeze through.
Yeah.
There might be a second season. It's good. Yeah. Check it out. It's just a good, fun adventure. And Jude Law's great in it.
Okay.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skeleton Crew on Disney Plus.
Alrighty.
Check it out if you want something nerdy that'll get you through these cold winter days.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get you through the rest of this cold winter morning. We got about 25 minutes left in the program. Then DJ Mayhem comes on with The Mood with May. Very excited. She's in there right now. I can see her. Yeah. So we're going to keep things moving and grooving. Here is a new track from a band called The Heat. This is called I Hope You're Wrong.
On CFRC.
This is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo! Struggle for something to suck on.
that is needed, 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 needed. But now you shouldn't love me so. But now I shouldn't care to let you go. How strange. Struggle for something to suck on. I just need it, need it, need it, need it, need it, need it. I just need it, need it, need it, need it, need it.
You're not my representative. I will be talking for myself. Mm. This is an open and shut case, and anybody who can't see that is a savage and an idiot.
Okay.
Flash, flash, flashback, 88, caught my first tape, third grade, young girl banging, Roxy and Shantae, around my way, Claude McKay, disarray, Langston's, the dark cues, get bruised, stored away, hey, caught in cage, fought in the maze, gave up, and now I got dreams of being live on stage, what, turn the volume up, me and my cousin doing the WAP, dreaming about the salt and pepper haircut, speakers bump, light as a rock, pumps the rhythm of my next double dutch jump, what you want at once, Pacola Bree lover, we dreamed of ourselves, new wind, Latifah showed us what a queen was. Went from invisible to seen on the smooth tip, sweet tea, to follow Moni in the middle on the scene. Saw them, saw myself, Alderock mics when I'm older, picked up the pen and like internet.
Lights out, the party.
This is for Latifah, for Light, for Shantae, Bahamadia, Lauren Hill, Heather B, for Jean Grey, Evie, Nikki D, Salt and Pepper, even me, a Pony B, for Missy, for Kim, and Foxy.
This is for
Rod Digger Rage, Left Eye for Yo-Yo, Prola Perry, Nonchalant, the Brat, for Jane Doe, Rage, Mystic Force, Sparky D, for those never seen, on the search for female MCs, the microphone fiends. Stomped in the 90s after school, you could find me in the backyard begging for a beatbox, rhyming, you and I.T.Y. and Heather B. Blues, framing news of the devil. Phyllis Hyman, I rap to keep from crying. Taking mine, now I'm the boss. Recipe board show. This ain't no girls in the cypher, so I rock solo. Live on the black street, ill nana get me home though. I rap along to every song, it ain't no playing with my yo-yo check. How I hit every note though, even sung along the patois, like in the joint she did with Patra. I'm on a romantic island. Blank page calling, I feel the size of crowd. Yes, you're nonchalantly in the trance at 5 o'clock in the morning. Sported the Kim hardcore wig, then came Lauren. She showed me the beauty in the natural cut, right. Amplify my rage growing out my afro cut. This is for Latifah, for Light, for Shantae, Bahamadia, Lauren Hill, Heather B, for Jean Grey, Evie, Nikki D,
Biggie, Salt and Pepper, even me, a Pony B for Missy, for Kim, and Foxy.
This is for
Rod Digger, Rage, Left Eye for Yo-Yo, Polar Berry, Nonchalant, The Brat for Jane Doe, Rage, Mystic Force, Rocky D for those never seen, or the search for female MCs, the microphone fiend. Millennium came of age while things stayed the same, media forms change, new names from what to Jean Grey, bootleg to bootleg, Facebook on MySpace, put away cassette, VHS tapes and vinyl crates, fast forward album release dates, how power lies in what we buy, how we're objectified in these days, tell me what's the plight of a female MC's fate, or what's the worth of a woman's story to a DJ, downloading every one and none, my hero seemingly gone, searching found Laura Hill unplugged, guess I lost one, some come and go, self-labeled bitch and hoe, inherited a discourse, I turn off the radio, I can't relate, nor can I hate, for the ways we negotiate the sexist spaces that we navigate, I stay repping, haunted by the ghost of hip-hop's crescent, it seems,
fantasy is what people want, reality is what they need, yeah.
This is for Latifah, for Light, for Shantae, Bahamadia, Laura Hill, Heather B, for Jean Grey, Evie, Nikki D, Salt and Pepper, even me, a Pony B, for Missy, for Kim, and Fox,
this is for
Rod Digger, Rage, Left Eye, for Yo-Yo, Polar Berry, Nonchalant, The Brat, for Jane Doe, Rage, Mystic Force, Rocky D, for those never seen, or the search for female MCs, the microphone fiends, the world is listening. The world is listening.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
What's happening?
Just chilling.
Awesome.
Just having a good time.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah.
I'm Jeffrey the Movie Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this has been your Indie Wake Up Wednesday for yet another fine week. Yeah. Sitting pretty in the Limestone City.
Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
What did we learn today, Simone?
We learned that day naps are something else.
There's something else.
It's the Wild Wild West. You never know what's going on.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
It's a day of discovery for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
The best way to get dates is like a hostage situation. You go into the Wolf Island Ferry. You find your way into the engine room. You make it have an accident. That's probably what happened when it ran aground, quote unquote.
Yeah.
It was just some guy looking for ladies.
Looking for love.
Yeah, because then you're like a big man when you can fix the boat and you're like, hey, give me your phone number and I'll get you a lifeboat. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness, that's very involved.
There's a lot of strategies involved. That's what we're all about here, yeah.
Yes.
What else did we learn today? We learned that it's Diane Lane's birthday. She turns the ripe old age of 60.
Yeah, she's doing well.
That's not old at all.
Well, she's mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She certainly has had a good career. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. You should watch Streets of Fire.
Streets of Fire?
Willem Dafoe has a sledgehammer fight at the end of it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's great, yeah.
Willem Dafoe. I should defer to you and just do...
Just do what I do.
Do what you do.
Yeah. Watch Skeleton Crew, Star Wars Skeleton Crew. It's a nice light romp.
Yeah.
Didn't mention earlier that it has nothing to do with the Star Wars franchise at all either. So if you're not a Star Wars nerd, you don't have to worry about it.
You like Jude Law?
Space pirates.
Yeah.
That's all you got to have. Space pirates.
There you go.
That's what we want.
Looking for stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we learned that there's a lot of speed dating events coming up, specifically at La Vida Social Club out in the West End.
Yeah.
So if you're over 50 and you're a man, sign up.
Sign up because...
They want those silver foxes.
They need those guys.
We need your men.
You need those guys with the pensions.
Show me your men. Yeah. That's the best thing. If you're speed dating, all you got to do is, my name is Jim. I have two pensions. Time up.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best strategy. That's almost like a hostage situation.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to sign off. DJ Mayhem's coming up next with The Mood with May. So keep it locked and ready to rock. The last set, we heard a brand new track from Skorts. Like, you know, those skirt shorts.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Skorts.
Yeah, Skorts. Yep. I think I might have had one or two of those.
We know.
That's how you know.
You're wearing them now, I think. Eat Your Heart Out was the name of the track. Very good stuff.
Okay.
Also in there, we had an oldie but a goodie from Akua Naru with The World Is Listening. They're listening to us.
Yeah.
We had a new one from Bria Salmana with, what is that? Stretch the Struggle.
Stretch the Struggle.
It's not hard to do.
Not hard to do. Very easy to do.
Yeah, we opened up that last set with The Heat and their new one, I Hope You're Wrong. Anyways, we're going to sign ourselves out. We got a brand new one from Sia Gray with Lie Down. And if we have time, we'll get to Vampire Weekend and their classic Harmony Hall. Other than that, we'll catch you all next week.
All right.
Take it easy.
All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Morning, students. Question. If Queens doesn't offer its workers a fair contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229-254 and 1302.
This is Matthew Barber. Mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.